Skyroot Aerospace becomes India's first space tech unicorn.
NPCI is caught between a rock and a hard place.
Hyderabad versus Bengaluru, the GCC race continues.
Pronto raises $20 million from Lockheed Groom, valuation doubles to $200 million.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with an important news update coming in from India's space sector, where Hyderabad-based Skyroot Aerospace has become India's first space tech unicorn after raising $60 million in a fresh funding round.
Yes, some details here. The round was co-led by existing investors, including Sherpalo Ventures and GIC. Existing backers like BlackRock and Arkham Ventures also participated, along with new investors such as Playbook Partners and Shangvi Family Office.
Skyroot is now valued at $1.1 billion, more than double its valuation from 2023. The company was founded in 2018 by former ISRO scientists Pavan Kumar Chandana and Naga Bharat Dhaka.
Yes, and the timing is also very interesting because Skyroot is preparing for an orbital launch in the coming weeks. The fresh capital, of course, will be used to scale manufacturing and expand mission capabilities.
There's also a big boardroom update. Now, Silicon Valley investor and one of Google's early backers, Ram Shriram from Sherpalo Ventures, is joining Skyroot's board as part of the deal. So this round is being closely watched, not just for the valuation, but also for the kind of global investors now backing India's private space sector.
Yes, and for Hyderabad, this is another signal that the city's deep tech and space tech ecosystem is gaining momentum.
Moving on from rockets to payments, NPCI, or the National Payments Corporation of India, is preparing a major push to make UPI checkouts work more like credit cards.
That's right. The payments body is accelerating rollout of a tokenization layer called UPI Meta or Checkout. The idea is to let users save their preferred UPI account directly on e-commerce apps like Amazon, Swiggy, or Blinkit.
So instead of repeatedly selecting a UPI app every time, customers can now authenticate payments instantly using a PIN or biometric, which makes the experience much closer to one-click credit card payments. And industry executives say this push has become more urgent because tokenized credit cards are getting faster with biometric authentication and rewards.
Yes, there's also, of course, anticipation around Apple Pay's expected India launch, which many believe could increase usage of tokenized credit cards among premium users. So NPCI believes UPI Meta can help UPI compete more effectively for smaller e-commerce transactions, especially below 1,000 rupees.
But other aspect to note here, smaller UPI apps are worried that this may further strengthen the dominance of PhonePe and Google Pay, which together already account for close to 80% of the market. So clearly tough choice here for NPCI, literally between a rock and a hard place.
That's true, Chandra. In fact, apps like Navi, Cred, Amazon Pay, and Supermoney have raised concerns that users may simply save the largest apps as defaults, reducing visibility for smaller players. So this is likely going live during the Global FinTech Fest this year in September. So we'll have to wait and watch if there are any changes happening before the launch.
Now, staying with Hyderabad, the city is also steadily emerging as Bengaluru's strongest challenger in the GCC race.
That's right. According to the latest NASSCOM Zinnov GCC landscape report, Bengaluru still remains India's largest global capability center hub with a 29% share. But Hyderabad's share has grown from just 12% to 14% in just 2 years.
The report says multinational firms are increasingly evaluating cities differently now, especially for AI, semiconductor, and engineering mandates.
Bengaluru still has clear structural advantages, decades of tech investment, startup density, leadership talent, and multinational presence. In fact, Bengaluru and NCR together account for nearly half of India's Tier 1 GCC talent base, but infrastructure fatigue is becoming a growing concern. We recently saw Vanguard choose Hyderabad over Bengaluru for its India GCC, citing quality of life, infrastructure planning, and policy continuity. So India's GCC map is becoming more distributed, like companies are no longer looking at India through a Bengaluru-only lens. Now to quick services and some quick updates on a Money Control scoop getting confirmed. Quick home services startup Pronto has raised $20 million from Lockheed Groom, who's also an early investor in Zepto and co-founder of Physical Intelligence. Yes, this extends Pronto's ongoing Series B round to a total of $45 million and values the company at about $200 million, double the valuation from just a month ago. Interestingly, the bigger challenge now is not customer demand, but worker supply. CEO Anjali Sardana told Money Control that worker acquisition has become more competitive than customer acquisition as multiple platforms scale simultaneously. Yes, around 60% of new worker onboarding is now happening through referrals, which the company sees as its most scalable growth channel. But overall, India's instant home services market is seeing rapid adoption. A recent Morgan Stanley report estimated that Urban Company, Pronto and Snapbit together crossed more than 10 million monthly active users in March. Finally, we have a star-studded story to round off the show. Actor-turned-politician Vijay's election victory in Tamil Nadu is also drawing attention for another reason: his social media strategy. That's right. According to Chorus data, Vijay's Instagram engagement rates are among the strongest in India right now. So despite having fewer followers than celebrities like Virat Kohli, his interaction levels are significantly higher. Now, one reason analysts point out is that Vijay's Instagram currently carries no advertisements, which appear to maintain stronger audience engagement. Over the last month alone, he added more than 1.5 lakh followers. His reels are averaging over 31 million views, while engagement rates on some posts are crossing 30%. Yes, the demographics are also quite interesting. Around 64% of his followers are women and over 70% belong to the 25 to 34 age group. So closely matching voter groups where his party, Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam, performed strongly in the elections. His content strategy blends political messaging with promotion for his upcoming film Jananayagan, helping him maintain both fan engagement and political visibility. Analysts tracking political communication say this shows how social media engagement is increasingly becoming an important signal in electoral politics, especially among younger voters. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.